At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, let's visit with Dan Hallstrom, who is the new Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, USMEF. Well, Dan, first of all, so you've been on the job here just a few weeks?
That's correct, yeah. Glad to be aboard, and exciting times for exports, so looking forward to the challenges.
And you've been in the meat industry, the beef industry, for a while?
Yep, I was with Swift and now JBS for almost 27 years, and most of that time spent with the international markets, pork and beef.
Well, let's talk about international markets right now, and things seem to be going pretty well.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of good successes in the last year that we can talk about. The business is up 10% overall in terms of tonnage and 20% in terms of value, in the January to May period of this year compared to previous year. The bright spots, Korea is a very big bright spot for the industry. Japan is good, exciting news as well. And we have several other markets as well that are really contributing.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about the Korean market situation. With the talk about the Korean Free Trade Agreement and where that's at, give me some idea of what impact that would have if that were to go forward. Would that be a positive?
Oh, without a doubt it would be a positive. I think the passage of the Korean FTA is crucial for producers and the industry as a whole. We've had progress. Don't get me wrong. It's been good news what we've had so far because, a year and a half, 2 years ago, we had demonstrations in Korea against U.S. beef. It looks like we're well beyond that now, and the consumers and the trade is accepting U.S. beef in a wide, variety of ways. However, we could be a lot better. And the Korean Free Trade Agreement would reduce tariffs over the course of 15 years, and I think that would just make us that much more competitive.
As far as other areas of the world, you touched on a few. Of course, the situation with Japan still not resolved, but we continue to increase sales there, right?
Without a doubt. We're up this year in Japan. It's probably, on a per-pound basis, our highest value market. But still, we only have partial access with the 20 months and down. I think it's essential that we continue to try to push and negotiate for 30 months and down, and eventually all ages, all cattle. And that's very high on our radar because on a value basis, which is what it's all about, that's a lot of value that could go into the producer's pockets.
With domestic beef consumption kind of stagnant, it's been good to see those exports grow. I think maybe make some people a little nervous to get too dependent on the export markets because of what has happened in the past, situations that develop. But no reason to hold back there, I guess.
Well, I think it's an issue of economics and an issue of consumer acceptability. And let's face it, over the last 27 years that I've been involved in this, the world wants to, as the world gains more GDP wealth, more spending power, they want to improve their diets. And whether you're talking about China, Japan, Korea, Mexico, all these markets, they are upgrading. And where they might have been dependent on rice and some other items before, they're upgrading more to pork and beef. And I think it's up to us to take advantage of that because the demand is there and the consumer acceptance is there and the confidence and safety is there. We just have to go out and get it.